Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. I am standing outside the original Huntington National Bank building, which was built in 1866. And right next to that is the current Huntington building, built in 1984, which previously was the location of the Neal House Hotel, which was torn down in 1981 to make way for the Huntington building. Downtown Columbus has changed over the course of 200 years from its humble beginnings as Wolf's Ridge, the state capital. Columbus has come a long, long way.
When Ohio became a state in 1803, Chillicothe was the capital of Ohio. Fed up with Chillicothe, state leaders moved the capital to Zanesville, and then back to Chillicothe. But it was ultimately decided that the state capital needed to be in a more central location in the state. This is where Columbus came in. On the opposite side of the Souda River from the little town of Franklinton, there was this piece of land called Wolf's Ridge, where settlers set upon, as well as the state leaders. And on February 14, 1812, Columbus was born, and 4 years later became the state capital. Downtown Columbus has changed through the decades. The Ohio State House was built from 1838 to 1861. 8 and 16 East Broad Street, when built, were the tallest buildings in Columbus until 1927, when the Leveque Tower was built and completed. In 1851, Lazarus opened up shop in downtown Columbus and moved to a larger built department store on the corner of Town and High Street, which closed in the spring of 2004 due to a decline in shoppers. The Ohio Theater opened in 1928 and, after being saved by Kappa in 1969, became the premier theater in the state of Ohio. City Hall was on State Street before moving to its current location on West Broad Street in 1922. Many of the other famed businesses downtown were lost between the mid-1960s and the early 1980s due to urban renewal. Businesses such as the Old Central Market, the Hartman Theater, the Neal House Hotel, the Merrimore Restaurant, Union Station, and many others. The City Center Mall, built in 1989, was part of the Capital South development plan to bring retail downtown. And like the other downtown malls that were built across the United States in the late 80s and early 90s in major cities, the City Center Mall also failed eventually. In the mid-2000s, shops began to leave, and by 2007, the mall had become vacant and was declared by Mayor Michael Coleman to be an eyesore. And in October 2009, the City Center Mall came tumbling down. In 2011, the Columbus Commons, along with the Souda Mile along the riverfront, helped bring people back to downtown Columbus when they opened that summer. Downtown Columbus has indeed come a long way from Wolf's Ridge. For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!